Torah, as quoted by the Pischi Tshuva, sounds like if a person's clothing are very dirty, then you may change them even during the Shiva. Why? Because we equate the Isser Rechitza with the Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim. Just like when it comes to Rechitza, it's mutter as long as it's not Shel Tainug. And certainly we would be Mekel if it's Tzar. So too, when it comes to the Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubasim, if it's not Tainug, and certainly if it's B'makom Tzar, you could be lenient. And that's true even during the Shiva. And we mentioned that that is the reason why, for example, there are poskim that permit one to change their undergarments, change your underwear, even during Shiva. Why is that? Because it's not Latainug. It's because they're Meluchlachim. That's what the Pischi Tshuva writes. And he says, if there's this great kula called changing your undergarments. Why didn't anyone say it? For hundreds and hundreds of years, they talked about the Isser of Kibbutz during Shiva. No exceptions were made. It's obvious. So obvious it didn't need to be stated. That's what the Pischi Tshuva quotes from the Lachmei Todah. Now, if you actually look at the Lachmei Todah inside, and I think the Badei Shulchan and the Divrei Sofim both make this point, he actually doesn't quite say that. What he says is that if you are b'makom, if you're changing it not l'tainug, so then you could be mekel even during Shiva al yedei levishas acher. Right? Meaning to say, even though the Ramah only mentions that levishas acher works during shloshim, but if your clothing gets dirty during the Shiva, then you could have somebody else wear it, and you could wear it during the Shiva. But the Lachmei Todah himself does not at least explicitly state that it's going to be mutter without levisha al yedei acher. So that sort of takes away a lot of the umph from the kula of the Lachmei Todah. However, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Zayin, he quotes the Lachmei Todah as stated, as implied, I should say, by the Pischi Tshuva, and says explicitly, even without wearing it, he writes, Ve'isi lecha megdolim shekasav de'afilu b'chol mutter la'avel b'toch shiva l'hachlef haksones. So haksones is probably something like undergarments. Im hayishana malei azeya o ir buvya de'lo asu rak l'tainug v'lo mepnei hatzar kimo b'rechitza. So even if the Lachmei Todah didn't say it, the Pischi Tshuva says it. The Aruch HaShulchan says it. That's true, the Aruch HaShulchan says it b'shem the Lachmei Todah, and the Lachmei Todah didn't say it. But you might think it makes sense anyway. Now, what gives us the right to extrapolate from the din of Rechitza to the din of Kibbutz? So you could say, why not? The din of istanis should apply for all things, right? Makom tzar lo gazru. However, here it's a bit more of a chiddush, because he doesn't just say this is mutter because you're an istanis and this is tzar, right? He says it's mutter because it's not l'shem tainug. Lo asru rak l'tainug kimo b'rechitza. So how do we know to extrapolate? So it is a bit of a chiddush, but I think that if you learn the way Rabbi Schachter said, now I didn't find any svarim that state this explicitly, but it's an important mahalich, which is that the three stages of avelus correspond to three levels. In Shiva, you have to be a menuvel harbe, nivel harbe, during Shloshim, it's Miktsas Nivul, and during the Yud Beis Chodesh, how did he put it? Even, I forgot how he put it. I think he said, what? No. No, it was, I'll find the lesson. I wrote it down before. We'll get to it. But anyway, the point being that when we talk about Yud Beis Chodesh, we'll get to it. But the point being that that all DNA Shiva, not all really, but most of the DNA Shiva sort of can be classified in one general sense, and therefore what applies to one in terms of kulas should apply to the others. So anyway, that's, as I said, that's the chiddush of Yorcha Shulchan based off of the Lachmei Toda. The Lachmei Toda does say that to some degree. Now, the Lachmei Toda himself, why would he only be Mako if Acher Lav Shel? So one possibility is because you have to be Memayidit, right? Just like Lamashal for showering. So we saw that even in cases where we allow for showering, at least Bitzonin, when possible, we require it to be Bitzonin, right? So, for example, the Bogares, or Takva Lav Avelos. So, in we say that even during Shiva you could shower, but we say you could shower Bitzonin, right? So too over here. Now, Istanis, that might not be true, but that might be because he's such an Istanis he can't manage in cold water. Or he might be such an Istanis that he can't manage in, he'll feel that the cold water doesn't clean him. But the point is that even though we say it's only Aser, if it's Latainug, still we minimize it. So that's what the Lachmei Toda is saying. Even though the Iser of Begadim Mechubasim is only if it's Latainug, but still, if it's Toch Shiva and your clothing are dirty, you can't, you still need Levisha Idei Acher, right? Which still reduces the freshness, as we saw. Okay. So, as I mentioned before, it's based off of this, based whether it's correctly or incorrectly, that the minhag by many people, if a person feels like they would be very, very uncomfortable wearing the same undergarments, is to change undergarments. Certainly everybody's mako about this during the 9 days. During the Shiva, obviously we would be a little bit more machmir. But that's why people are lenient. It's based off of this idea. Now what's the shear? Right, so anyway, we have a very interesting machlokas here about the gather of the Isser Kibbutz. So what's the shear? How long do other people have to wear it? So we mentioned before that, you know, could be that during Shiva you'd need a half a day or a day, which is the shear of Tosus, whereas during Shloshim, since the Isser is only is more lenient, even if you say, like the Riva, still more lenient, so it would be enough to have Shah Achas, and as the Shach says, Shachas isn't even a Shachas, it's Man Ma. But how much is Man Ma? Right? So that's where this is most relevant, right? During the Shloshim, you want to change your pants, let's say, during the Shloshim, right? So you want to put on freshly cleaned pants. So you can't, you have to have somebody else wear it. So how long do you have to wear it? How do they have to wear it? It's Man Ma. So how much is man ma? So it's very hard to give a shear, right? Mechora, it's more than just a second or two. What's my raya? Because when you go to a store, l'mashal, you're allowed to try on the clothing and put it back, and they're still new, right? You don't, it's still sold as a brand new suit, even though somebody tried it on for 3 minutes beforehand. That doesn't take away from the shame newness. So, but at the same time, it's hard to give a shear exactly what it is, half hour, or the like. Yeah, during the 9 days, when people forget to do this until 5 minutes before Shkia day. They adopt a more lenient shear. The poskim say if you can't find somebody else to wear it for you, you can put it on the floor and step on it a little bit and the like, and that also takes away the freshly laundered effect of the clothing.
You put it in your laundry basket also?
Ah, never heard that one. Put it with the dirty clothing. Okay.
Step on it and make it dirty, you just have to make it not fresh. So
right. Okay, I hear.
I heard
it's
interesting.
Yeah. Again, there's more room to be makel here, because remember that we're talking about, I'm talking about during the shloshim, because anyway, as we saw from the Rambam, the whole, we accept this b'taras minhag, not b'taras din.
Meaning, we're not talking about the shiva, the lachmetoda.
No, we're not talking about during the shiva, we're talking about during the shloshim. Mm-hmm. During the shiva, you know. If one's going to be makel, then you should make sure that it's a real significant amount of time. I would say, like Tosa says, a half a day or a day. But if you're going to be, but most of the time, again, other than undergarments, you won't have to be makel during the Shiva. Most people are able to wear the same pants and shirt for the Shiva, but they won't want to do that for the Shloshim. So for the Shloshim, you could already be makel for Zman Ma, whatever the Shach means. How much is that? Enough to get away, get rid of some of the freshness, right? Like we said, even if you accept a revive, you have to take away more during the Shiva than the Shloshim, because during the Shiva, even Mechubas B'mayim is Aser. During the Shloshim, it's only Mechubas B'mayim Uvenesser that's Aser. Moreover, during the Shloshim, that's one reason to be more Mekel in the Shir for Shloshim. The other reason to be more Mekel is because the whole thing is a minute during Shloshim, and well, we Rishonim don't accept it. So, for those two reasons, there's more room for leniency in terms of the time for Shloshim than Shiva. During Shiva, again, really, undergarments, okay, maybe there's room for leniency for someone who is very uncomfortable, but for outer garments, you shouldn't change them unless you really need to, and then if you do change it, you shouldn't be makel for Zman Ma, you should at least have a Yom or Chatzi Yom, Al Yidei Acher. Yes?
People oppose the throwing on the ground stopping on it as if it's like a B'di'evet. Is there anything to B'di'evet?
I think it's not as good, because it's not what the Rishonim said. It's not what's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Mistaber, it works.
Deliberately sully it, like you throw it into a mug.
I suppose that's going to work. You don't want to do that. You want to, right? Okay, so you could jump on it. Well, you know, take off your shoes, and if your floor is clean, you're not going to make it dirty, right? But you're going to sort of take away from it. So, for 9 days, it's much easier because you could wear it yourself. For Shloshim, it's a little harder because you have to ask somebody else to do it.
I prefer to wear something that was got dirty with mud than somebody else wear, personally.
Okay.
Exactly.
During the Shloshim, it's fine.
I've heard a story that you could put it in a laundry basket that just not fresh. I think the Talmud of the Shmir Shabbos gave a shiur in here and said that he was fine with that. I remember all that for the 9 days.
Okay.
In a laundry basket.
Same idea.
I can be misquoted.
It's mistaber. They're made up things.
Right.
The point is, what the Shulchan Aruch says, fine. Good. Another point that the Rishonim point out over here in Paskin and Shulchan Aruch is we're not just talking about clothing, but it applies to sadinim, to sheets, to towels, presumably, other types of things. And the Darki Moshe explains what's the reason for that. Shena isem rishim hanas levisha el hanas aguf. If it was hanas levisha, maybe you'd think it's just clothing. Right, it's like the chiluk they have by Shatnez. No, it's because of hanas haguf. So you also have hanas haguf when there's a freshly laundered sheets, just like when you have freshly laundered clothing. Now, agav, it's sort of interesting because what do you mean you have to sleep on the floor? So you see that you don't have to mamish sleep on the floor. Even the Ramban is going to agree that you can use a sheet on the floor. So that's what he needs to say. Okay, you can use a sheet on the floor, but it can't be a freshly laundered sheet. Fine. Tosfos says also mitvachos hayadayim, same idea. Okay. Then we talk about special leniencies and exceptions for people that are in very bad situations. That's a clarified in the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll skip that. It's mutter to be mechabes bigdei ketanim shemeis aviyam, like we said, because there's no avilas for katan. Let's turn to Sif Gimel. So the big issue here is bigdei Shabbos. But before we get to bigdei Shabbos, let's take one step back. So and I guess we should say that there's really two shilas that we need to deal with when we talk about bigdei Shabbos. Number one is what's going to be the halacha for the with respect to the issur of wearing begadim mechubasim. So for the mechaber, that's during the shiva, and for the rama, that's during the shloshim. And then we're going to see that there's another din that might relate to bigdei Shabbos. Now the Ramban writes, and this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that toch shiva, if you're not allowed to wear begadim tzvuim chadashim o yeshanim shiyatzu mitachas hamachbeish, even though they're mutter betoch shloshim. In other words, even though, let's say, begadim tzvuim chadashim, technically speaking, are not even mechubasim, right? Still, they're also aser. Kal vachomer, they should be aser. So that's step one, okay, that we could hear. That new clothing are even more geschmack than freshly laundered clothing. So then the Kolbo, quoting Rabbeinu Meir, says the following, and the Rama cites this as a Yesh Omrim over here, that it's Aser Lobosh Bigdei Shabbos and Begadim Chadashim Betoch Arba Shavuos. So first of all, when it says Arba Shavuos over here, it means the Shloshim, even though Arba Shavuos isn't quite Shloshim.
It's not Fuke Rasi.
Right. I don't know why we choose to use this term of Arba Shavuos over here, because it's a little confusing, but that's what the post can say it means. So this din of Bigdei Shabbos. So what is this talking about? And then he writes, and afterwards it should be mutter, meaning after the Shloshim, Bigdei Shabbos and Begadim Chadashim should be mutter, except Nagu Isser Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. So there's a minhag not to wear Bigdei Shabbos and Begadim Chadashim all Yud Beis Chodesh. This is what Rav Shechter was talking about. This has nothing to do with the Isser Shechianu, as Rav Shechter discussed. That's something else. May or may not even exist at all during Avelos. Pashto says it doesn't. Pashto says that's just a din in the in Beinu Mitzarim, because you don't want to say Lasman Azeh. That's what Rav Shechter discussed, the issue of the Magen Avraham and the like. But that's not our issue, right? This is something else. This is wearing Begadim Chadashim the entire year, and it has nothing to do with the Shechianu discussion. So why is it that Bigdei Shabbos and Begadim Chadashim are aser, and maybe the whole year? So it says like this in the Kolbo. V'kas v'aram, v'im is aval aviv imo, im yesh lo beget Shabbos mutter lulav shem achar arba shavuos. Aval em lulav Begadim Chadashim toch shnaso, elim kein, shem meiniach l'achar lulav shem shnaim o shlosh yamim. In other words, this is a new shear, 2 or 3 days. To get rid of the newness, Zman Ma, certainly not enough, and even Chatz Yom or Yom isn't enough. You need 2 or 3 days to get rid of the newness. V'alkom mutter l'achar arba shavuos, hein lobosh, hein las chadashim, elish ein minug. So again, mikar adin, it should be mutter after the shloshim, but the minug is even to be more machmir. And maybe the Ma'aril sounds like it's Medina. It's not clear from the Ma'aril. Well, it doesn't say it's Medina, but the Ramaz, Sifkat and Vav, in the Dakim Moshe's Nadak, that the Ma'aril sounds like this might even be also Medina. Now, where in the world would you come up with this Isser? Right? The Gemara Aser Begadim Mechubasim during Shiva, Begadim Meguhatzim for the Shloshim. These aren't Meguhatzim. Right? Let's say it's new clothing. That's not Meguhatz. So, it's not clear. If you look at the Note of Beauty, it says that machshivim bigdei Shabbos kemo begadim chadashim, and af chadashim really mikra adin are only aser toch shiva, but we are choshish for the riva that it's aser kol shloshim, and that's why somebody else wearing it. Now, what's the idea? The idea is that l'chora is something along the lines of that these are begadim chashuvim, just like we find that. And how do you sort of get to Yud Beis Chodesh? Again, the basis for this minhag we'll see is that some rishonim extend the Isser Gihutz past Loshim for Yud Beis Chodesh, at least theoretically. And from there we sort of come up with this idea that any Begadim Chashuvim are Aser Yud Beis Chodesh, and Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chadashim are like super Spitz Chashuvim, and that's why it's Aser. So this is a sort of taking the idea of Isser Begadim Mechubasim and Begadim Meguhatsim and extending it beyond the scope of what the Gemara asserted, and both in terms of applying it to new types of clothing, like Shabbos clothing, that's not in the Gemara, and also applying it to an extended period of time, i.e. Yud Beis Chodesh. Now the Aruch HaShulchan points out, this is only if it's derech hashivas. So, you know, that's the context we get. In other words, begadim chadashim, so, okay. So you should be machmir for a new suit, right? But it presumably doesn't apply to new clothing that aren't so chashiv, right? Because that's the whole idea of this isser.
It's like socks, for example?
Certainly not socks or underwear or the like. But you could even argue, yeah, you know, a new shirt, a new slacks, maybe not. New suit, something chashev. Again, it's not just Big Day Shabbos, but dafka begadim that are derech chashivas. So what do you do if the avel needs a new suit? So I remember when the Rabbi Zilberman was an avel, so he needed a new suit. Why? Because when his mother passed away, he had two suits. And one he tore kriya on, and the other one, you know, by the halfway through the year of Avelos, was already pretty, you know, it wasn't new when she was Niftaris, right? So it was already in pretty bad shape half a year later. So, you know, Rav Schechter told the story from Rav Twersky that his father told him to buy a new suit when he was sick. Okay, not everybody thinks of that or is able to think about that. So Michal told me, he said, I bought a new suit and I want you to wear it for a couple days. Didn't quite fit, and we're close in size. I think that's why he picked me. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. That's what you need to do. So other poskim lemaisa, if you don't really have an other option, and it's not really so shayach for one person to wear another person's suit, you know, to find somebody, certainly for women, to find somebody who's the same dress size as you and is willing to wear the same dress, you know, till the newness is taken away. So I think it's a minhag, but the shas hadchak lo nagu. So therefore, you know, there's no need to, you know, if you don't need the new suit, you shouldn't buy a new suit, unless you're going to have somebody else wearing it. But if you need it, and it's difficult to find somebody else to wear it, practically speaking, this isn't very shayach. It's very, you know, it is difficult to find somebody else to wear. Okay, maybe the jacket. For, so
there's
makom lahakal.
No.
Well, we're going to get to Giyotz for the rest of the year, but let's wait till
we. You're going to bring it to the director right after you.
Okay.
The same status.
No, but it doesn't. No, in other words, the halacha here is that newness has something even more. If you take your new suit and you have it dry cleaned, it's still new.
No, right. As I'm saying.
So that's the point. In other words, the newness, the minhag is to be machmir for new clothing. Now, what about Big Day Shabbos? So, right, the Rambam also writes you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos the whole year. So, one objection that's raised is that what about Avela Shem Farhesia? If the Avel comes to Shul the whole year in Big Day Chol, so there's a point that the Birkei Yosef already brings up in Siman Taf and other Achronim, and they point out that Mistama, the Metzius that the Rama was talking about, was a situation where it wouldn't be Avel Shem Farhesia. In Krakow, the Jews were very poor. Some people could afford Big Day Shabbos, and other people couldn't. Right, you see, you know, it talks about if you can't have Big Day Shabbos, you should be Mishalshel Begadav and the like. In other words, that it wouldn't be Avelos Befarhesia because people would just say, okay, you're from the poor people who can't afford Big Day Shabbos. Half the Shul wears Big Day Shabbos and half the Shul can't afford Big Day Shabbos. Now, what would that mean if you accepted the Rama nowadays? So for some people, this would be true. For some people, it wouldn't be true. For some people, you know, if they, what's their Big Day Chol? Their Big Day Chol is totally would be Farhesia if you wore it on Shabbos. So then you could argue that even according to the Rama, it would be Mutter, because it would be Farhesia. That's what some of the Achronim say, Birkei Yosef and others, right? It wouldn't be true for all people. I wear suits during the week, and I wear suits on Shabbos. So my Shabbos suits are nicer. It's true. Like if you pay attention to my wardrobe, you'll be able to notice. You would notice if I'm wearing my Big Day Chol on Shabbos. I don't think you'd really notice. It's really the same suits. I just when they get worn out after a while, they go become weekday suits, and then I get a new Shabbos suit. So the point is that. But, you know, for somebody who wears a suit every day, lots of people wear, not just Rebbeim, the lawyers also. So it wouldn't really be Avela Shem Farhesia. So then, even Bizman Hazeh, if you followed the minhag of the Rama, you would not be able to wear Big Day Shabbos, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, right? And likewise, on Shabbos Chazon. However, the Gra and Maaseh Rav, it's a Siman Kufzadi Zion, says, no, we don't accept this Rama. And even if it wouldn't be an issue for Hesia, we don't accept it. Because, he quotes the Radvaz, Mitzvahs Kavod Shabbos, you should wear Big Day Shabbos. You know, keep in mind, this whole thing is, you know, has no Makor in Shas, no strong Makor. It's a Minog. There were Hamidu, the Minog, the Mako, Mitzvah Sasei. Mitzvah Kavod Shabbos, wearing Big Day Shabbos, is a tremendous mitzvah. And therefore, you shouldn't be mevatel that mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos just because of this minhag. It's not quoted in the Gran Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in the Gran Maaseh Rav. Same thing for Shabbos Chazon. Yeah, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. I quote it. I don't think it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember. My recollection is though it's from the Maaseh Rav. So everybody quotes it from the Gaon, but I don't. And my recollection is done in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe I don't remember. What? The Ilam accepts the Gra for already. He's mevatel the minhag of the Rama, and I think b'chol tfutzos Yisrael, everybody on Shabbos Chazon wears their Shabbos clothing. And you know, this year we're mamish. It's going to be Tisha B'Av, and we're going to eat Shalosh Shudas Kesuda Shlomo Gashaita. Okay, after Shkia we're gonna stop. And the same thing over here. Certainly, again, not for Begadim Chadashim, but for Big Day Shabbos that are not new. Big Day Shabbos that are not new. If you remember, Rabbi Shachter quoted a Levushe Srad. I gave an interesting biur in that. I assume that Levushe Srad is in Or Chaim. I didn't see it over here. He said the pshat is like this. That Big Day Shabbos are Gihutzo Nicker. So you can't wear, the idea is you don't wear clothing that are Gihutzo Nicker, even during the week. So right, he said the pshat is that, you know, in the olden days, that people would wear dungarees during the week, so it wasn't Gihutzo Nicker, it didn't have a crease. And on Shabbos, they would wear Gihutzo Nicker. So that's the idea. But the whole concept doesn't apply nowadays, he argued, because even during the week, we're wearing clothing that have gihutzo nicker, that have a crease, if you don't wear dungarees, to quote his lashon. Okay. The Pesachei Tshuva over here, Sefkat and Gimel, quotes upon him Eros, that a woman who's they used to have this interesting practice that after a woman gave birth, she would stay at home for a while, and then when she was feeling better, she would come to Shul, and they would make a whole celebration, so she could wear Big Day Shabbos and not be Mishana and Makoma, even if she's Toch Shloshim. Why? It's Yom Tov Shelah. Very interesting idea that we make up a Yom Tov. Okay? You know, on the other hand, we're the whole thing is Aser Alts Minig, so the Minig is to be Makel here. But that we treat it kilu quasi yantif, and a yantif is docha velos to some degree, and that's mutter.
Is it
because it's rabbin? No, it's because that's what he says, it's yantif shalah.
Isn't the more explanation
similar to rabbin? Oh, yeah, no, hanami, that's for real, velos.
We're saying just for this minimum.
Oh, yeah, this is heim, you know, heim nagu v'heim nagu, I think, is the point.
Right. I think, Rabbi, aren't you asking how did you go to a simcha?
Meaning, it's not a simcha. This is going to shul. This is to dress up and going to shul. That's not, he's not talking about mireyas and the like. We'll talk about that when we get to that. That's not what he's talking about. She goes to shul and she answers baruchu or she says birkas agomel or whatever. Okay, we'll talk about later when we get to Sudas Mirei or Simcha, whether it's what about going to a Kiddush and this and that. We'll get there. Right? Okay. Shvus Yaakov says a similar thing for Pidyon HaBen, that the mother could go in Big Day Shabbos, not Big Day Yontif. Okay. Fine. So let's talk a little bit about the Isser Giyotz. So again, the Gemara in Ma'id Katan Chaf Gimel Aleph says, "Kol Shloshim Yom Legiots, Echad Kelim Chadashim, Echad Kelim Yishanim Yotzim Mitachas Machbeish." Rabbi Omer Lo Asru Al Kelim Chadashim Bilvad. Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Asru Kelim Chadashim Levanim Bilvad. So according to Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, the most makel opinion, this Legiots is very very narrow. It only applies to what Chadashim Levanim. Abaye lavash yishanim kirabi, the Rava lavash chadashim tzvuim kirabshim Shimon. Rava was followed Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's opinion. So he's makel even for chadashim tzvuim, because the issur is only said for levanim chadashim. Fine. Now it's interesting because we'll see later that kibbutz giyut shalano is kibbutz shalahem, and Rava and Abaye lived in Bavel. So why were they machmir at all? So we'll return to that question shortly. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. How do we paskin? So the Rif, the Rush, the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch all paskin that kol shoshim yom, it's aser lulbosh begad meguhatz, if it's lavan and chadash. So a very narrow restriction. It's only aser if it's lavanim and chadashim. The Ramah from Rabbi Yerucham adds on, it's also applies to sheets. Okay. Now what does machbeish mean? Right? What do we talk about for giyotz? So so Ravid said this is only if the issur is only if heviu b'machbeish la'achar ha-giyotz. So the Ramban says no, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you don't need machbeish for begadim chadashim. Fine. There's a discussion in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch about Pishtan, Ayin Sham. So the question is like this: how long does the Isser of Gihutz last? So the Rambam writes, Shloshim Yom, like Shark Rovim, even for parents. There's no Isser Gihutz after. And that's the simple reading of the Bavli, because the Gemara in the Bavli says, Shloshim Yom L'Gihutz. And there's no exceptions. It doesn't say anything that it's different for a parent. However, the Yerushalmi says Avavlimo Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's also in Meseches Avol Rabasi. So, therefore, the Ramban and the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch paskins it applies Ad Shiyagia Regel LaAcha Shloshim the Yigaru Bo Chaveiro Shielbash Begadim Meguhatzim BeRegel. In other words, this applies even after the Shloshim for a parent. Now, how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef says we should paskin like the Ramban and the Rush. Number one is Rabim Ninhu. It's a majority opinion against the Rambam. In other words, Beis Yosef, you see this many times, is not willing to apply the principle of halachik rebbe mekel ba'avel by yachid keneged rabim in a machlokas rishonim, in a machlokas tanaim, in a gemara, yeah, but not in a machlokas rishonim. And then he adds also, it's mistaber their shita, because even though the Bavli is in machalek, why should it be different than other dinim? Meaning, say, a very important point. The Beis Yosef is taking for granted that anything that applies for shloshim, for Sharkrovim, should apply for Yud Beis Chodesh al Aviv V'Imo, or at least Achi Yerubo Chaveo, like we say by Tisporas. We're going to assume, and we don't say that necessarily for things that are really dinim of a shiva that we just, somehow or another extend to Shloshim, like Kibbutz, right? Kibbutz is really Mikra Din, Kibbutz is a din, and Shiva and Machmas Minag, we extend it to the Shloshim, the Ashkenazim at least. But anything that really is Medina de Gemara is a din in Shloshim, so then the Beis Yosef assumes that for Avi Imo that should be Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the Beis Yosef's assumption, so that's what he's saying. Really, the opinion of the Ramban makes a lot more sense than the opinion of the Rambam. Now, the problem is, what does he mean by regel? Right? What does regel have to do with it? In other words, usually, let's say for haircutting, we'll get there tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, but the halacha is for haircutting, it's Yud Beis Chodesh, or Ad Shigeru Bo Chaveiro, and it's almost inevitably going to happen well before Yantif doesn't make any difference. Yantif is irrelevant. The Rishonim point out, if you thought Yantif is Mevata al Yud Beis Chodesh, so then you'd never have Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yantif always comes well before Yud Beis Chodesh. So what does it mean over here? So what it means here, this is in Agra, the Pischei Tshuva points it out, the Ramban writes it explicitly, is this is a lashon that we're using for Gihutz, because people are not going to have Yigeru Bo Chaveiro until there's a Yantif. It's not Be'etzem, the Yantif. Yantif alone wouldn't be enough. It's that when are people going to start being Goer Bo Chaveiro for Begadim Miguhatzim? Begadim Miguhatzim, people don't wear every day and even every week. So, haircut, though, when your hair gets long, so your friend on a Wednesday will say, I think this is looking pretty bad. You look awful. But for Begadim Miguhatzim, they're not going to do that on a Wednesday. Because nobody wears Begadim Miguhatzim on Wednesdays. When do people wear their nicest clothing, their Begadim Miguhatzim on Yantif? So that's when you're going to come up with Yigeru Bo Chaveiro. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch over here says, Achi Yaregalach Ashloshim V'Yigeru Bo Chaveiro. Because practically speaking, that's when it's going to come up. But Ara fundamentally will work Lachar Lamed, even without a regal. If it happens, right? If somebody does have the practice of wearing the God the Meguhatzim every day, then once his friends start being Goerbo, that'll be good enough. Sifches brings up the point that we said before, the Yeshomrim and the Shulchan Aruch based off of Rishonim, that nowadays we don't even have this or Giyotz at all, because Giyotz Shalanu, Kikibu Shalahem, the Grand Tainus. As I mentioned, the Smag points out that Abai and Rava seem to be machmir despite that. But Lamaisa, Mechaber seems to paskin against the Smag, but either way, Ashkenazim, at the very least, as we noted, are machmir anyway, kol shloshim yom, even for begadim mechubasim. Good. Okay. So Adkan, Simen Shin Pei Tess.